And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks, and our top story comes from Fort Worth, Texas, where a family group is planning to protest an all-ages witch pride event at a store run by a self-described blood-oathed priestess of witchcraft. Sounds inviting, doesn't it? Spiritual warfare? It's not just a metaphor. In Austin, Texas, the Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the city for allocating $400,000 to fund out-of-state travel expenses for abortions. The city's budget includes money for airfare, gas, hotels, and even child care for women seeking abortions. The irony here, if you can smell it, seems lost on the Austin City Council. They're willing to pay for child care so a woman can travel to end the life of a child. Maybe instead of funding abortion tourism, they could put money toward actually supporting mothers and children in need. On to Minnesota now, where the Minnesota Vikings are under fire for warning about the rising Islamophobia on the one-year anniversary of the Hamas terrorist attacks against Israel. Their post also mentioned anti-Semitism and prayed for the 101 hostages still held by Hamas. When you try to play both sides of a conflict like this, you're going to end up, here's a football term, fumbling the truth. Look, sometimes there's just not a moral equivalent, and pretending there is doesn't make you virtuous. It makes you part of the problem. Democrats in Congress are now claiming that public schools, which are mostly run by Democrats, are deeply racist. They're pushing for a radical overhaul of school discipline to address racial disparities, citing a Government Accountability Office report showing black girls are 5.2 times more likely to be suspended than white girls. I don't know the validity in all these reports and studies, but what I do know is when the people running the system start calling their own system racist, it's probably a good time to start looking in the mirror. But that might make too much sense. Now to the state of Georgia, where the Supreme Court has reinstated the state's heartbeat bill, which is aimed at protecting unborn babies at around 6 weeks of pregnancy. This comes just a week after a lower court struck it down and Planned Parenthood called it devastating. But you know what's really devastating? The fact that we're even needing to decide on a bill at all, no matter how many weeks. Because life begins not with a heartbeat, but with conception. And finally, let's wrap up with some good news today. A good Samaritan in Archer County, Texas, saved a woman trapped in her sinking car after it plunged into a canal, and the passerby saw her and didn't hesitate to jump in and pull her to safety. In a world that often seems so dark, wouldn't we be much better off if these kinds of stories didn't stand out, but were actually the norm? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks, and if you want more, make sure you download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.